Are you an only child, or are you one of those people that only has ever had sisters? Have you ever wondered what it's like to have a brother, especially a teenage brother? I can give you the answer in one sentence. It's like living an opposite day, every day, all the time. You say something nice to them, they do something evil. You say something mean to them, and then they grin and go and do something nice. It's confusing and annoying and all of that good stuff. But anyways, other than that, do you ever feel like you want your brain to just shut up? And I'm really hoping that somebody does, because otherwise I'm going to feel really stupid. But sometimes I just want my brain to shut up. Like, I'll be in the shower, or watching a movie, or having a conversation with someone, or driving, and then my brain will go off and start inventing a new way to destroy something in a book, or a new myth to put in the anthology of other myths to make up a whole new universe. And then the next thing I know, it's 10 minutes later, and the other person is looking at me with a perplexed expression, trying to figure out why I'm not answering them, or I have no idea what's happening with the movie, or I realize that I'm going really a lot slower than the speed limit, and people behind me are getting mad. Well, that one's not true. I never space out so much that I can't drive, because driving is important, and I pay attention, and that's why I listen to music. Mm-hmm. And I turn off my phone, because that's illegal to text while you're driving. And I don't ever do that. And I'm serious, I don't. And I just realized that I have stains on my fingers from pomegranates, and it's not nice red stains that would make it look like I've been playing with finger paint or blood or something, but brown ones from the skin, and it just looks like my fingers are dirty. And that's kind of really annoying, because I wanted to have pretty fingers when I went on my trip in 2 weeks. There's a plum tree outside my room, and it is completely covered in plums. Little tiny plums. I kind of wish that instead of so many tiny plums, it would make a lot of bigger ones that tasted better, because they're kind of really, really sour. Or the skin will be really sour, and then the flesh right inside will be sweet. Then next to the pip, it'll be so sour you want to die. It's like really, really hard to eat them. And a friend of mine, a couple years ago, we picked like every single one that was ripe, and boiled them up in a huge pot to try to make plum jam, but we forgot how much sugar you're supposed to put in because our modern health-conscious brains, yeah, not, were backing away from the idea of so much sugar in one pot that we didn't put enough in, so it didn't go all jellified. So it's kind of like sweet plum sauce, which is really, really good on between bread and cheese and cheese toast, but it's kind of useless for anything else, so it's just been cluttering up the cupboard. But since I knew how to can stuff right, because I was taught to do that by an elderly lady that I know, it's still good. It's just not being used. Well, back to the plums. When I was walking outside today, one of them went whack on my head, and it was really, really hard, and I didn't really like it. And we have a new cat, and his name is Rincewind, because he is very annoying and very fast and very thin and is good at finding food and is kind of useless and annoying, but I said that already. Jess does not like him. Jess is our other cat. She treats him exactly like a girl would treat an unexpected little brother. She tolerates him until he gets in her space, and then she boxes him around the ears. Well, I'm not really allowed to box my brothers around the ears. I've flicked him on the ears before, whacked him a couple times, but not boxing their ears, because that can break their eardrums, which is not a good idea. Especially now that they're taller than me, so even though I'm pretty strong, they could hold me at arm's length, and then they just laugh while I try to whack them, and it doesn't work. And I think I'm getting carried away in violent things. I should probably stop now. Bye!